You are listening to the Business Podcast, featuring today's most successful entrepreneurs and business leaders.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
Are you ready?
Hey, welcome to the Parents Culture Parents Network. I'm your host, Michael H. Scott. And here this evening, we're going to talk about the recruiting aspect of the process. What is it in the process? What is it that you need to know as a parent? What is it that you want to know as a parent? Should you be involved in the recruiting process? Do you think that that's something that you really and truly should be a part of? I would tell you yes. Parents, we must be the advocates for our children. We must be that frontline person for our children. In other words, I'm telling you, parents, you have to be your child's very first agent in the college recruiting process. So if you're interested, hey, let me know.
Good evening, folks. As always, this is M.H. Scott, and I'm going to promise you another wonderful show. I think we got some guests that's going to be calling in this evening that's going to share some insight and some information with you that every single one of us should be taking some copious notes on and understanding that it's in our best interest. You know, I must first yield to the storm because that's something I can't do nothing about. Had some big ideals today and wanted to reach out to some of my family members and just shout out to them and make sure that they all fared through the storm well. And as a result, a couple of them didn't even get a chance to give me a call. You know, I set up a conference call line for them and wanted them to check in, and a couple of them I'm still waiting to hear from. So hopefully all is well on their end, and hopefully I'll get a chance to talk to them soon. The ones I did have a chance to talk to, they're doing well, and they're waiting to hear from the rest of the family as well. So hopefully all of you out there are doing the same, because this storm definitely had a major impact here on the East Coast. So if you're checking us out from the East Coast, or if you live on the East Coast, or if you live in that North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Georgia area, West Virginia area, hey, buckle down, stay safe, stay cautious, and stay out of the way. But on that note, folks, we're going to go right into our show. You know, I put out there on the show page, and it was just a eye-opener, just something to catch your attention, and with hope that many of you will have a chance to call in and just dialogue with us on some things that really and truly run through your mind as we think about the sports industry. You know, I've talked about it here on the show several times over and over, and the guests I'm going to bring in this evening, hopefully they'll be able to share some insight of things that they have learned and they have experienced over the years. But you know that the sports industry is a very particular bird right now. And I'm looking at it from not just the professional level or the college investigations. I'm looking at it from the recreational, middle school, and high school levels. Because them children are the next wave of young athletes that's going to be caught up in this vicious cycle of, hey, let's just put it plain and simple, this vicious cycle of profit. Profit. The profit that doesn't seem to find its way back into the communities from whence it came. And if it does, it's at a very, very very there just as it is, just as I see it, just as I know it to be. But I'm not going to sit up here and tell you about all my woes. I'm not going to sit here and just try to share with you all the little things that I think is wrong with the industry. And let me be perfectly clear. This is not an industry bashing session. This is not to sit here and talk about what's going on with the NCAA and how it can be fixed and who can fix it and this, that, and other and everything else. This is not to talk about what's going on with the kneeling protest and how that can be fixed and, you know, the big picture behind that. This is not to talk about, you know, the various things that's going on in professional sports, period, college sports, period. Talking about the overall, just to give you a different perspective of the picture from a parent's perspective. And some of my guests that call in this evening, they'll be joining in on the conversation and giving you some insight, again, from a parent's perspective. So if you want to join in on the conversation this evening, you can reach us at 917-889-2836. I'm going to give you that number again. 917-889-2836. I think I have one of my guests that's already on the line with us, and I'm going to chime in here and see if that guest want to come up and just open up some dialogue and bring some conversation. Code 646, you're on the air with the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Good evening. Hello? Area code 646. Yes, that's you. You're on the air. Well, I guess that caller don't have anything that he or she wants to share at the present moment, but all well, fine, and dandy, but I do have some calls I know for sure that will be calling in. If you call in and you want to jump in on the conversation, again, our phone number is 917-889-2836, and I believe that's option one. That'll let me know that you want to join in on the conversation, and we can bring you right on in and get you caught up in this here conversation or let you share your insights or your thoughts on the sports industry. The sports industry. And as let's start at the top. As we look at our current situation, it seems as though our sports industry has got caught up in politics. Now, some would say professional athletes, and I'm listening to a lot of folks out here in mainstream media. Not to say that I don't agree with them. I'm going to give you my opinion here in a minute. I'm listening to some folks out here in mainstream media. And many of them would say that professional athletes shouldn't get caught up in politics. Professional athletes shouldn't have a platform to speak out on political issues. But there, Prince, and I know many of you think just like I'm thinking, we have raised our kids to be able to get out and cast a vote. We have raised our kids to be active voices in their communities. And now that some of them have a prominent platform and have a chance to share their opinion in a wide open mic, a mic that speaks volumes, a mic that has volume. Why is this in the minds of some the time to silence those athletes? I'm not quite sure. I'm really puzzled by that. You know, that's something that really makes me want to say, because of the simple fact that all our lives, as our children grew up and we raised our children, we did raise our children, you know, they watched us go to the polls. They watched us cast a vote. Casey, they even went out there with us. And when they got to that age, we probably tried to encourage them to go out and cast a vote. And we talked to them about little simple things of duty of responsibility. Being able to let your voice be heard. Don't allow no one to silence you. Speak up for what you think is right. Be respectful now, but still, speak up. So, with that being said, why is it that now mainstream media is trying to silence those very same children? And I got to put it in the truth perspective, people. I just got to bring it to you exactly how it is. Why is mainstream media now trying to silence those very same children? Because that's what they are. Those are our children, from speaking up, speaking out, sharing their political voice, letting their voice be heard. Why? Is it because they now have a platform and folks feel threatened by them having that opportunity to speak up and speak out? Is that the case? Or is there something else behind it? If you decide to call in and you want to join in on the conversation, again, 917-889-2836. I would love to really and truly hear your thoughts. Your thoughts on that particular topic. I'm going to tell you why I say that. Because of the simple fact that your thoughts speak volumes. You know, this is just not a lopsided issue with the Parents, Coach, and Parents Network. And the Parents, Coach, and Parents Network is the only voice. No, that's not the case. We are open to hear the thoughts of the public. We are open to hear the thoughts of the moms and dads of athletes, whether or not we're talking about high school, college, or those that's in the professional ranks. Let's hear your thoughts on that particular topic. And if that's not your topic and that's not your ball of wax and you choose not to speak out on that particular topic, oh, well, fine and dandy. If you got something else that you want to address, here's the form. This form is for you, parent. This form is for you to speak up and share your thoughts, your comments, your views, your moans, groans, gripes, and complaints, if any. And at the same time, maintaining some type of decorum. And, you know, for the most part, we got to maintain some respect. When I say maintain some respect, I mean respect for yourself. Respect for yourself. So again, 917-889-2836, 917-889-2836. 2836. Join in on the conversation. Love to hear from you. Love to see exactly what's on your mind. What's your thoughts on sports, the sports industry, as we look at it and talk about it today? You know, we can always talk about that particular issue, athletes having a voice, professional athletes having a voice. Or we can step down one notch and look at the recent situation with men's basketball, with college and men's basketball. Over the last couple of weeks, I posted some excerpts from different pieces of the new rule changes, and I will continue to do that, gather some content. I will continue to do that and get that out to you. So check out the Prayers, go to Prayers Network page on Facebook, PCP Network on Twitter and Instagram. I'll share it on all those platforms. And if I find a way to get it out on the major billboard on the highway of 95, I'll put it out there as well. But I just want to make sure that you get the information. You get a better understanding. You understand what your child is up against if he or she is attending college and playing at that next level, or have the passion, drive, desire, talent, of course, to play at that next level. Now, for the most part, all those changes that recently took place focus on Division I athletes. But one thing that I want to mention, and I know many of you had a chance to probably already read it, talk about the 5, 5, and 5. The 5, 5, and 5 are the number of visits that they're now allowing athletes to take. Five, five, and 5. They could take visits as early as the beginning of their junior year all the way through. They could take visits at the end of after graduation in October, that the following October all the way through. They got a whole lot of gaps in there where they are allowed to take visits. And if they decide their feet in the potential NBA draft coming out of high school. Now, let me be perfectly clear with this. This can only happen once the NBA and the Players Association clears the 2-year rule. Excuse me. 1 year out of high school rule. If the NBA doesn't clear the one-and-done rule, then that statement will be out the window. But if they choose to clear the one-and-done rule, then here is what you can possibly face as a parent of a, and here's the kicker. They identified and said as an elite athlete. Elite athlete is an athlete that has been identified by USA Basketball. Let me say that again. An elite athlete is an athlete that has been identified by USA Basketball. Now, I said that twice. And now I'm going to say it for the third time. An elite athlete is an athlete that has been identified by USA Basketball. Now, let me tell you why I decided to share that little piece with you. And I said it three times just for the sole purpose of making sure that if you didn't get it the first time, hopefully you caught it the second. And if you didn't catch it the second, well, darn, I even threw it out there third. But my question, my problem, my issue with all that is, when did USA Basketball come into the picture of being a scouting and evaluation service? Yeah, I said that. When did USA Basketball come into the picture of being a scouting and evaluation service? Again, folks, you want to join in on the conversation? 917-889-2836. 917-889-2836. Let's go and see if we got any of these calls that want to join the conversation. Good evening. Welcome to the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Three of your phone number is 343. Welcome to the Parents Coach of Parents Network. Last three of your phone number is 343. I got my glasses on, so I'm reading these phone numbers correctly. Hello. Good evening. You've been unmuted. You want to join the conversation? Well, I guess not. If you want to join the conversation, 917-889-2836. Love to hear you. Love to hear what you have to say. Let me continue on this here piece about USA Basketball being an evaluation and scouting service. Now, the NCAA's new rule has said once USA Basketball has identified your child as an elite athlete, then he may be allowed to enter the draft. And, of course, if he doesn't get picked up in the draft, then he has that opportunity to return back to school. Sounds good to me. Or if one decides to try to test the waters, jump out at one and done, step into the draft, you don't get drafted. Now, again, you have an opportunity to do what? Return back to school. Now, they have a time limit on your opportunity to return back to school. I don't have it right here in front of me, so I'm not going to quote it. But they give you an extended time period. But this is how it's worded. Now, I need you to note this, parents. This is how it's worded. That an athlete may return back to school and receive financial aid. And can receive financial aid. Let me make sure I got those words right. Can receive financial aid. Now, with that being said, that draws a question to me to say that, okay, you can receive financial aid. Well, just as easy as they say you can receive it, there's a possibility you cannot receive it, or you may not receive it. And what you may receive may not be the full amount for you to do, have room, board, books, and all other incidentals taken care of. As we would commonly put it, be in a scholarship status. That's what I would like for them to clarify, NCAA. That's what I would love to have them clarify. And I think with these new rules that just recently came out, I'm going to reach out to some friends that I have at the NCAA or some folks that we have had here on the show from the NCAA and see if they'd be willing to come on and give us a thorough interpretation of these new rules. Again, if you want to join our conversation this evening, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. Oh, excuse me, 889, man, I'm giving you the wrong number, 2836. I'll say that number again, and then we're going to take a little break because I need to get my mind together. 917-889-2836. We would love to hear from you. All right? We're going to step away from the mic here for a minute, take a little break, and when we come back, we're going to finish this conversation on the sporting industry and how it has impacted our children or will impact our children in years to come. All right? Folks, we're doing this thing, and we're going to continue to do it. So stick with me. Let's step away for a quick infomercial.
With the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
The game had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. with this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
All right. We're back. And I see the phone lines have lit up a little bit. A few folks are trying to call in, but they don't have anything they want to add to the conversation. I don't know why. Folks, why are you going to be shy? You're calling in, you're checking out the show, add something to the conversation. I know you have an opinion, and to me, your opinion is valuable. That's what we do here at the Parents Culture Parents Network, folks. Your opinion is valuable. By all means, your opinion is valuable to us. Because think about it like this. Something that you may have experienced. Something that you may have witnessed. Been a part of, whatever. However you want to look at it, however you want to put it. That very same situation probably happened to another parent, and that parent didn't know what to do. Or a parent could be right in the middle of that situation right now, beginning of a similar situation right now. Share that experience, parents. Share that passion. Share your lessons learned from that experience. Because that's the only way we're going to know. That's the only way we're going to grow. Together, everyone achieves more. We have to work this thing as a team because those are our children out there. Those are our children that's in the game. Those are our children that's, in many cases, let's not even look at the professional ranks. Let's look at the college ranks. Those children have created many, many multimillionaires all the way through to coaches. From support staff all the way through to coaches. And I think it's a travesty that that is the case, and then you have young men that graduate from these prominent institutions and can't even secure a job. Something's wrong with that picture. We all know every single one of our kids aren't necessarily academically inclined. Some of them have some other skills that they want to bring to the table. And if they don't make it through their sports, then we should at least be able to figure out a way to make sure that at the end of the day, they are able to secure a job. Not walk away with a degree and can't even secure a job. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's see who's out here. If you want to call in and join in on the conversation, area code 917-889-2836. 917-889-2836. Let's go to area code 973. You're on the line with the Parents Culture Parents Network. Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing just great. How about yourself?
I am great. I just wrapped up a meeting with Mothers of Athletes, so I'm jumping in, not hearing the entire conversation, but I did hear your last statement about our athletes I call it putting butts in seats, as what they do with whatever sport that they are on, and they help these institutions with their boosters and alumni associations, and really make lots of money. And we need to be able to have our athletes then graduate and be able to secure jobs. And but for, you know, going to the institutions and getting their education, they also need to be able to somehow be able to get employment through the institution that they've gone through, the connections, the recruiting, some individual set aside to assist them in their efforts because they gave so much to those institutions. So I totally agree with your statement.
Yeah, and you know, it's really a sad situation where, you confused me for a second because you just said you just finished a conversation with mothers of athletes. So I'm just going to hold on that thought, and I want to we have a one of our great affiliates joining us, folks, and this organization has been around just as long as the Parents Coach to Parents Network has been around, and they are doing great things in other parts of the country, and in some cases in the same part of the country. But the way I look at it, we're all out here to do whatever's best in the best interest of our children, you know. And at the end of the day, we want to make sure as a collective that everyone is benefiting from, just like the caller just said, you know, the children are out there, and I got to stick to this word children because that's what they are. You know, although some of them are just as big as we are and just as musty as we are and everything else, but, you know, at the end of the day, they still are our children. And we have to realize that they're out there and, as the caller stated, putting butts in the seats, you know, and making a whole lot of folks multimillionaires. But at the end of the day, in some cases, they may graduate. And if they do graduate, they're not even guaranteed that somewhere along the line they're going to be put in an opportunity to secure a livelihood after college. That to me doesn't make sense. That to me shows that there is a flaw in the process. One of the other things I was talking about early on there, caller, I was talking about how we as parents have promoted our children and got our children, you know, interested in, hey, going to the polls. You know, when they were little, we took them to the polls with us in some cases. They seen our little stickers that we had on, hey, I voted, so on and so forth. Now, when they're older and they become prominent athletes, whether or not it's at the college level, whether or not it's at the professional level, now all of a sudden you don't want to hear their voice. That was a concern of mine that I expressed earlier in the show. What's your thoughts on that, caller? Hello?
When you say you don't want to hear their voice, I'm not quite clear.
Oh, okay. Well, if you listen to folks in mainstream media, especially sports media, anytime you have an athlete that speaks up on a political issue, that conversation is downplayed. The athlete don't know what he or she is talking about. Stay in your lane, you know, all the little crazy things like shut up and dribble, you know, all that kind of rhetoric comes out from folks in mainstream media after we have encouraged our kids to go out and vote. You know, speak up for what you think is right. be respectful, but speak up. But now you have, you know, folks in mainstream media, especially on the sports side, that don't think that athletes should have a voice. You know, nevertheless, listening to what we have, many of the professional athletes, they're starting to speak up even more and more. Could you imagine if you had a group of college kids that spoke out on the issue? What would that turn into?
Well, I think as individuals, we have a right to express our opinions, be it political or not. And I think there's just a venue for that. As a college student, if you are an active playing college student in whatever sport, at that point you are representing the school that you are playing at, or in it. I mean, you're connected with that school, so I can understand how they would want to not stop you, but I guess curb some of the rhetoric that's out there. So I'm on the fence about that, Michael, because I think that, of course, we have freedom of speech and we should exercise that, but we also have to pay attention to what venue, what we're saying, because as athletes that are active, you are associated with that organization, that university, that college that you are playing for and competing for. And your voice is not only speaking for yourself, but it can be in turn looked at as though you're speaking for that entity that you're playing at. And that might not be the message that they want to send. So I think our collegiate athletes have a bit more eggshells to walk over because of that connection point of being an athlete, an active athlete with a university or whatever college that they're associated with. Of course, I don't believe in censorship, so it's not that they should censor them or that they could be censored, but we have to pay attention to our connection point. So that's what I think.
I agree with you wholeheartedly, and a point made very well. You know, that was just something that I was just talking about earlier in the show, because I was listening to someone in one of these local sports media channels, and you know, they was talking about athletes speaking up and addressing certain issues, you know, even talking about the high school kids who decided to take a knee on, you know, the stance against the brutality, you know, and it became a whole different conversation. And I think that is just so wrong after we have raised our children to be able to speak up, be able to speak your mind, be respectful. But at the same time, don't allow no one to silence your voice. You know, if you feel that you have something that you need to speak up on, hey, speak on that issue in a very respectful manner. But at the same time, when you hear folks in mainstream media downplay it, that is a concern of mine, because you're almost villainizing that child just because that child has a question, and they may not even say, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, but just because they have a question on a particular issue, then that child turns into a villain. And you know, as media goes, you know, they can either make you or break you in too many different cases, which I think that's an altogether different issue. But, yes, anything else that you want to share with us as far as what's going on with Mothers of Athletes or your organization?
Sure. So Mothers of Athletes is actually going through a transition. We have been asked to expand a bit. We are looking to expand our organization. Now it's geared for moms, but we do have dads that join. And we want to make sure that we're more inclusive, that we are pressing on different issues or expanding issues and conversations. So we will be launching a new connection, a new company. I don't want to put it out there yet. We're putting it all together, but I will come back, Michael, and announce the launch date and some of the exciting things that we will be doing as we transition from Mothers of Athletes to our new organization. So I am really excited. I hope your listeners are excited. It is going to be an expansion and just really, I think it's going to hit some of the concerns that we talked about today, and we're going to really press in and hold some people accountable. So I'm excited for it and look for it in the future, coming soon your way.
That sounds great. That sounds great. And, you know, like I said earlier on in the show, you know, just thinking about, you know, the various affiliates that's out there and all of us being able to work with and through each other and making this a collective effort and making sure that things work out for whatever's in the best interest of our children. And understanding that that's the big picture because they are our future. They are our future leaders. They are our future, you know, whatever position they fall into, that's the future. And we have to be able to secure that future for them to make sure that they get the best out of every situation. And I'm excited, too, just to hear about the new rollout. And I'm looking forward to seeing some of the great things that you do. Just keep me posted. And like I said, when y'all throw that big bash, that big rollout party, I'm there. I'm going to be on the scene. I'm going to be right there with you. I'm going to be right there with you. So just keep me posted. And I talked about it earlier that I want to try to work towards getting someone on from the NCAA, and maybe you can invite some of the folks from your organization as well to join in on the conversation. Get someone in from the NCAA to break down this new rules changes.
I do have a connection for you. So
yes.
After I can connect you with someone in the NCAA. We usually have someone to come on every year in Mothers of Athletes for us, so I can connect you with that person, and I will put it out there for the hundreds of moms that we have on our site. So I'll do that.
That's great. That's the way we need to continue to make this thing work. Because I see some very promising things and some trees being shaken in 2018-2019 season. Just to make sure that, you know, again, our children are getting the best out of every situation. Well, wow. I didn't realize I've been on here for almost an hour now. If you want to tell us anything else, well, I know you said you're going to hold off on the big rollout announcement, but right now, if there's some folks that's interested in connecting with Mothers of Athletes, how can they connect with the Mothers of Athletes?
So we still have our website, mothersofathletes.org, available, and if you look on Mothers of Athletes information, I have my name and two of my directors on also names and numbers. So feel free to contact me. Any questions, just give us a call, and we're here to help.
Yes, ma'am. Just real quick, just give us a highlight of some of the things that y'all have done over the years. I know many great events that you have been involved in, but I just want you to go ahead and give some of that information out so some of my moms out there that may be interested and they may be a little closer in your area than they are in mine and may decide to just reach out to you.
So our group is women, well, men and women across the country. And we do, we counsel athletes and their moms in several areas. If you're looking for teams, if you're not sure when you're going to colleges, what you should be looking for, what questions to ask. We give our parents a list of questions to ask and for them to think about and to ask the coaches as they're on campus. We have a subset of our group called Mothers on the Ground, and our Mothers on the Ground assist moms with athletes that are going away from home. So I had an athlete, I live in New Jersey, my athlete was going to the University of Texas. I didn't have any person I knew in Texas that if there was an emergency or if he needed medicine or just, you know, wanted to get off campus, a connection point. So we gather moms in different regions and connect other moms with them so that they have a connection point on the ground where their student is. And that's Mothers on the Ground. It works really well. We've had sports psychologists on just helping our athletes and their parents through injuries during the times that they're on campus. We've had professional football players, professional basketball players, as our young athletes are being drafted into the higher professional ranks. They have moms and parents that have walked through those shoes and can give them some pointers on what they should know before going in and what things to look for and how to move your athlete into the city and how to get an apartment, just things that are helpful for you when you're newly into those organizations. And then we just help, just encourage you through the situations when your athletes don't make it into the USA, NBA, NFL, or other professional USA set teams, how to then take their skills and go overseas and what that looks like, and give you information on how to do that, how to connect with the embassies in the different countries, and what the experience is going to be, especially if it's their first time going over. So, I mean, we have so many services that we offer, and we've been doing this for 6-7 years with just really wanting to ensure that parents are prepared.
And that's awesome. That's awesome. That is totally awesome. Folks, I'm telling you, there is a wealth of knowledge that's out there. There's a wealth of knowledge. If you don't connect with Mothers of Athletes or if you don't connect with Parents, Coach of Parents Network, and you decide to connect with some other organization out there, all well, fine, and dandy. We are here to support you. There are more than enough of parents and athletes that's out there that we all should be able to benefit from. We all should be able to share our experience because let's look at the reality of it. You know, and as I talk about the reality, I talk about, you know, as your athlete transition from high school to college, from college on off to the professional ranks, that window or that gap is smaller and smaller and smaller. So when you have the opportunity to sit down and talk to a mom from Mothers of Athletes or any other organization, Parents Coach Parents Network, and you have an opportunity to sit down and talk to someone like that, take the value from what they're sharing with you, their first-hand experience. First-hand experience. You can't – it's priceless. It's priceless. It's priceless. So on that note, I thank you again for calling in, sharing.
Well, can I give my number so that
yes, ma'am, by all means.
Again, you can go on mothersofathletes.org under Contact Us. I'm Jackie Gibbs, and my number is 862-24-MOA, M-O-A, 81. 862-24-MOA 81. So if you have any questions, feel free to call me.
All right. All right. I like that. I like that. All right. Thank you, and you have a great evening.
Have a good evening. Thanks.
All right. You too.
You are listening to the Parents Coaching Parents Network on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at PCP Network. Tune in weekly, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Parents Coaching Parents Network is that motivational vehicle that helps you build a stronger bond with your child. As you look and as he looks or she looks towards that scholarship, time that all joy has had. Imagine being able to communicate with your child, being able to ask those questions, those hard questions to the coach, being able to sit down and evaluate your child from your perspective and understanding whether or not your child fits into the category he or she desires. Being able to communicate and realize the thrill of playing at that next level. Become a member of the Parents Coaching Parents Network and understand how we can help you, your child, and your family take their game to the next level. Join us. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Love to hear from you soon.
How powerful is Cox Internet? Powerful enough to let your band members in Vegas, Phoenix, and Rhode Island jam like you're all in the same garage. Get Cox Internet powered by fiber with America's fastest download speeds. It's Internet built for tomorrow, today. Cox, always building better. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial connection. Speeds vary and are not guaranteed. Cox terms and other restrictions may apply. Analysis by Ookla speed test intelligence data. Fixed median download speeds. US Q3 2023.
Hey, Mel. Bri here. Got to work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty...
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're going to puke, find the popcorn bowl!
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.